took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord and welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and our broadcast is all within 15 minutes. So you can get to work. Well, today I have a treat for you. This is our Feel the Fire Friday, and we're going to get some fire this morning from our guest speaker, Pastor Errol Cooper, Sr. of First Deliverance Church of God in Christ here in the Miami area. Now, I have to tell you that Pastor Cooper is my pastor. First Deliverance Kojic is where I attend church, and we receive a fresh, hot off the press manna word from the Lord every Sunday. Pastor Cooper has been married to First Lady missionary Toni Cooper for 26 years, and she is also an educator. They have four adult children. Now, I am going to bring Pastor Cooper in so we can get ready to receive hot breakfast for our soul. Good morning, sir. Pastor Cooper, you're live. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed this morning. And you?
We are doing well, and we're ready to hear what you have to tell us on this morning. I'm now going to turn it over to you and let the Lord have his way.
Amen. Well, this morning we're going to talk about survival of the righteous, survival of the righteous. And the scripture will be coming from Psalm 34 at verse 14. And it says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Oftentimes we are faced with situations where we have to make choices. We are confronted by issues that present themselves, and sometimes it's easy to make the wrong decision if we are not prayed up or seeking God for divine intervention. And this scripture is so very plain that it gives us direction to depart from evil. So if there's anything that you know that is outside of the will of God, that we need to run from it. So as it gives us instructions to depart from evil, then it tells us to do good. Whatever we know that is in the will of God to be good, that's what we need to do. And then seek peace. We oftentimes can be confronted by people that want to be confrontational, to bring us down as Christians, as those that walk in the Word, as those that seek to be righteous in the eyesight of God. And they will try you, try your patience on your jobs, in your neighborhood, even in your home. As a matter of fact, there are folk that are not even, they go to church, but they're not saved. And the enemy will use them, even in the church house, to try to bring out the worst of you. But we are survivals of righteous, the survivals, the righteous. So then it tells us to seek peace and pursue it. Proverbs 16 and 17 says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. So as we are surviving, as we are survivors, we need to take the high road, the highway of the righteous is to depart from evil. He that keepeth his way preserveth his soul. We will not allow the enemy to cause us to get off track, to not be that ambassador that we have been called to be. But in our everyday life, people need to see Christ in us. They need to see God operating in our lives. They need to see our light. Romans 12 and 9 says, let love be without dissimulation. Abhor, in other words, hate, or have disgust, that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. So over and over, it telling us to seek the good. Seek the good. Do that is right in the sight of God. Throughout time, we've seen where good men and women have fallen because of evil doings. The Lord comes and he tells us to lean not into thine own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. So as we seek God with an urgency, seek him to be our help. Psalm 46 says that he is a very present help in time of trouble. So we understand and know that he will never leave us alone. He will always be there to strengthen us, to help us to go through the trials and the tribulations that come about in our lives. We go through things, and the Bible tells us that we are going to go through things, because even on down in that Psalm in 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. But it is for us to depart from evil. Depart from evil. If you don't remember anything that I said this morning, just remember to depart from evil and do good. Seek peace. Don't be a troublemaker. As a matter of fact, sometimes we connect with the wrong people. We connect with troublemakers because we feel that they are our friends and we don't want to just leave them. But sometimes we need to separate ourselves from folk that have bad attitudes and bad dispositions, and they're not trying to be that peacemaker that we want to be. Romans 7 and 21 says, I find then a law that when I would do good, this is Paul speaking, he say, evil is present with me. When I want to do right, wrong always show up. When I don't want to be that troublemaker, it always shows up in my court. When I want to treat people right, somebody rubbed me the wrong way. That's why we have to continue to pray, continue to seek God, continue to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our might, that we will be strengthened to be able to be overcomers of everything that the enemy brings against us. Sometimes we see people that feel that they have the authority to control, and they allow that authority to go beyond what they should be doing, and it will cause something to rise up in you. That's why I have to always pray, because some people, they just know what buttons to push to try to get you to go there. And we don't want to lose our salvation. We don't want to lose our witness. so we depart from evil. When you see evil present, just leave it. Though it makes you no less of a man or woman. Situations at times. When you see that it's going wrong, just walk away. 1 Corinthians, and I'm almost done. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 says, there has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So the Lord is not going to allow you, and this is when we are trusting him and being led by him, to go through anything that we can't walk away from, that we can't escape from. He maketh a way for us to escape. So as we look at this lesson today, we want to depart from evil, do good, seek peace, pursue it. We need
the Lord
to step out on God's hand, with God's hand, grab his hand, and walk and allow him to lead us and guide us. God bless you. We
praise
thank you.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. We are going to ask Pastor Cooper to lead us in prayer. We know our time is always almost run out, but Pastor Cooper, if you can lead us in prayer, and please do an altar call right quickly, and then we will give our last announcement, everyone, and the broadcast will be over. But Pastor Cooper, can you please lead us in prayer?
Father God, we thank you right now for this opportunity. Thank you for a brand new day, brand new mercies. Father, as we go into this day, Lord, cover us, keep us from all that will come to cause harm. For you said in your word that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said that he comes to bring us life and that more abundantly. So we step out, believe in you, trust in you, that you will cover us, take care of us. Through any danger, seen and unseen danger, you will cover us and shield us. And we thank you for all that you're going to do. Let us be a light that will draw someone to you. Let us touch some man, some woman, boy, or girl, somewhere, that their lives will be changed because of you that dwells in us. And God, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. For you that are out there that don't know Christ, you can receive him this morning. But he is here for you. And all you have to do is believe. The Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, that you shall be saved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Cooper. For everyone who may have tuned in a little later, that fired up word that you just heard, survival of the righteous, was taught by none other than my own pastor here, which is Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. of First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. And I was listening and taking so many notes. We don't have time for me to recap everything because our broadcast is only 15 minutes. But I implore you to go back and listen to this again. It will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, which is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, not T-H-E, fire.com. I also ask you to please share this with as many people as you can over the weekend. Survival of the righteous. Because Pastor Cooper really blessed our souls this morning. Again, that website is feeldefire.com. And that is your task for today, to share this word and help someone else become a survivor. I am going to ask Pastor Cooper if you can let everyone know where the church is located, our church times, and anything else before we close out, how they can contact the church, if there is a social media page or anything that you would want to say, sir.
Yes. The church, First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, is located at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. That's Miami, Florida, 33150. Our service times are Sunday morning Sunday school at 9 a.m. Morning worship begins at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. Tuesday night Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Every fourth Wednesday, we have beloved brothers and sister saints at the sanctuary at 7. Also, we are in our church 62nd church anniversary. We're celebrating 62 years on Sunday, May the 21st at 3 o'clock p.m. And our guest speaker will be none other than my jurisdictional prelate of Florida Eastern Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, Bishop Jimmy L. Williams. We invite you to come and be a part, and I guarantee you that you will be blessed. Thank you.
Amen. And I can guarantee you too, everyone. Not as if my pastor's words needed validation, but I can just tell you because I attend there. Pastor Cooper gives a right now word every Sunday, and I've also been blessed to hear Bishop Williams. So if you did not have the opportunity that address service times or dates, remember this will be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website's Morning Motivation page. The website is feeldefire.com. Now, I want you to have a great weekend, and I want to see you again Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. for the Morning Motivation broadcast. And if you don't have a church home, we invite you to come worship with us Sunday at 11 a.m. at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. Be blessed and be a survivor today. Survivor of the righteous. Thank you, Pastor, for joining in and sharing with us this morning. Praise you.